Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I think the temperatures are finally going down. Of course, I said that last week, and I was way off the mark. But it's a great day to play a round of golf. And at Makalei, there's an 8:50, a 9:30, and a 10:20 on Big Island, Hawaii Island. And Volcano Golf Club has an 8:36, a 9:10, a 10:48. Hey, you know, the Burlington Coat Factory is going out. Even though it's 58 degrees, the whole factory, they're out there playing a game. Awesome. Thank you. And on Kauai, we've got Poipu, 8:40, 11:40. The Lutron Lighting guys are going out, and Putt Masters. Oh, gosh, I wish I was there. Sounds like so much fun. On Oahu, we've got Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:30, 10:16. The Crab Family, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:22, 10:36. Bayview, there's an 8:30 and a 9:16. And then Eva Beach Golf Course, beautiful course. They're all beautiful courses. 9:20 and 10:56. On the Wailea Gold Course, 9 o'clock, 10:10, 10:40. The Computer Wizards are going out. Yeah, I don't know. You don't really need to. Well, maybe you do. You know, that computer part. Anyway, Emerald Course, 9:30, 10:50, 11:10. Blue Course, 9:10, 9:50, 10:20. And at Maui Nui, there is a 8:40 and a 9:12. The Miller Group is heading out on the golf course. The Kaupe Group is getting out on the golf course and having a fabulous time. On Kapalua Plantation Course, the last time we checked, there was a 9:48 and an 11:10. Okay, so what about the temperatures, Danielle? Well, east-northeasterly winds are with us, 9 miles to 14 miles per hour. Southeasterly in the morning. Okay, so we have the cooler temperatures overnight. The winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation, 20%. The high today, 84 degrees. Sure beats 90. Saturday night, tonight, isolated showers, partly cloudy with a low around 77. And those wonderful north-northeasterlies, 7 to 9 miles per hour. I've got Mark Rolfing with us. Golf Channel, NBC Sports, commentator, analyst, member, Hawaii State Hall of Fame, member, DePaul University Hall of Fame, creator, GolfHawaii.com. He'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And the Century starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
Hey, we're back with you. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I'm in Connecticut this weekend, but I must tell you that your friend Ben Crenshaw has been playing a lot of golf in Hawaii. I was with him last weekend over on the Big Island as his first daughter got married over there. Ooh. In a quite a wedding. She had 17 bridesmaids, count them. Uncle Ben said he was going to have to pass the hat after that ceremony. But he was playing a lot of golf, and we had some great weather, and it was great seeing him, as always.
Oh, I bet. Gosh, he's so smooth. What is it about Ben that makes his game so good?
He doesn't rush at anything. That's one of the reasons why he had a little difficulty when we tried him as a television golf announcer. There was no sense of urgency, so he would take 5 minutes to say something that you probably should have said in 15 or 30 seconds, and so it was difficult kind of working him into a system because he talked so slow.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where, you know, Texas, maybe? Is that where he's from? Yeah. We like to take our time to make sure everybody understands every word. I had the most, Steve Flesh responded to me, okay? Because I put out I was frustrated. Does anyone really care anymore? And he said, yes, does the source of the wealth still trouble people? And he said, yes. And then I said, have we forgotten? And he answered, no. Has the money factor in the game of golf gotten ridiculous? And he said, yes. So, you know, what I was talking about is the Ramco series is fantastic for the women. They're, you know, they talk about $1 million is going to the girls. You know, and that's a whole lot of money. But the PIF has increased its stake in Aramco three times. 2022, the PIF acquired 4% stake in Aramco. PIF, remember? Those guys and the PGA Tour, they're trying to make an agreement. 2023, the PIF acquired another 4% stake in Aramco, valued about $78 billion. In March 2024, the PIF acquired an 8% stake in Aramco, valued around $163 billion. Now, they're trying to diversify their economy in Saudi Arabia, you know, adding a little bit of golf into the mix of business. And the PIF has also invested in other companies, including Uber and Disney. But my question is, how in the world, Mark Rolfing, is the PGA Tour going to be able to compete with the money the PIF has? You know, the play, this is incredible. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, Danielle, I'm with Steve Flesch, and he is a good thinker. He really is. This is not sustainable for the PGA Tour. A competition with the Saudi Public Investment Fund, they're going to lose that battle. If you think about this, when PIF first got involved with the PGA Tour 3 years ago, everybody said, well, you know, it had this huge investment fund, and it totaled $600 billion. That's an incredible number, $600 billion. 3 years later now, and they have spent all of this money, it is worth $770 billion.
Unreal.
So they just keep making more and more money, and for the PGA Tour to ever think that they could compete with them and to start this competition just is not sustainable. The tournaments are not going to be able to keep raising the purses. I don't think the fans care whether or not the signature events are playing for $20 million or $25 million. I think the Century was doing just fine when that purse was $8 or $9 million.
Yes.
And is it going to create any more attention because they raised the purse by $10 million? The answer is no.
Yeah, and I have a real hard time, you know, looking at all of this and thinking, okay, so many of the big names in the game, PGA Tour players, went over to play on the other side. And, I don't know, what did they get? $50 billion? Okay, so maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe they only got $50 million. But that's where I wonder about the money. This is... At some point, it makes your stomach turn. Like, this is gross. You know, you're
well. I'm with you. But what's interesting about it to me is, if you take LIV Golf, take a look at it right now. You have got some emerging players. Everybody thought it was going to be a scenario where they all lost their games and they all kind of went downhill, like maybe Cam Smith has done. But if you look at the Dunhill Links Championship, which is going on right now over at St. Andrews, you've got 14 players from LIV that are in that field. I think it's a really good thing they let them in. So they are playing in a DP World Championship over there event. It's a full field event, and 14 of them are in it. Now, think about this. There are 8 higher-ranked players in that field than there are in the PGA Tour event that's going on in Mississippi. You're going to get more world ranking points if you win on the DP World Tour this week than you will get if you win on the PGA Tour. There is something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, there is. Hatton, by the way, is leading. Colesart's Valiant. Tommy Fleetwood's in the mix there at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. I don't see how, and all of this, by the way, folks, I saw a photo, I guess the commissioner of the PGA Tour played a round of golf with the fellow who's in charge of the PIF. And
Yasser Al-Rumayyan.
Yeah, him.
Him. And with all the money.
And they were like laughing and hugging it out. And I thought, okay, so are we any further? What are we going to do? What is this going to look like? Would you guys make a decision? That's what's bothering me.
The next three months are going to be critical, Danielle. We've got kind of a downtime in golf, which we always have in the fall at the end of the year. But this is the time where they really have to make a deal. And don't get me wrong here. The Saudis are not trying to make an investment in the game like they did with Aramco. That's not what's happening here. The Saudis are trying to take over the men's game.
Yes.
They're trying to take over the world of golf. That is their ultimate goal. And I really believe that this coming week, one of the reasons I'm here in New York is because they're having a big Ryder Cup press conference on Tuesday. It's going to be a year from when the Ryder Cup will be played here in New York. And that's happening on Tuesday. So we're going to be loading up Golf Channel with Ryder Cup on Tuesday and Wednesday here. And a lot of the discussion is going to be, are the LIV players going to be allowed to play for Europe? It's already been announced by the PGA of America that they're going to let them play on the American team. I think that's a good decision. I really do. I think Bryson DeChambeau could add something, to that American team. But I think it's going to be even more important for Europe, because if Jon Rahm is not on that European team, their chances are going to be much less trying to beat the Americans in New York.
Good point. A really good point. They do need to have their top players, their European top players, performing.
Well, Tyrrell Hatton. Yeah, Hatton, for example.
Yeah. Tyrrell Hatton, for example, who just happens to be at the top of the leaderboard this weekend. Yeah, well, it's, you know, and I grouse, and I, yeah, it's just the money, just bleh. This is about a game that has integrity. It's about a game where you go out and when you're just playing with the guys, you know, you're wherever you happen to be, it's your integrity is always there. But there's also camaraderie. And it's not about, yeah, we wager, we do all of that sort of thing. But that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is the game. And I don't see the folks at PIF seeing it that way, and I totally dislike the idea of one group of people trying to take over the men's game. You know, create your own men's game where you are and make it go up against the PGA Tour, go up against DP World, whatever. But this is just silliness, and it bothers me tremendously. Let's get to something that's really top of mind for so many of us. Augusta National Golf Club and a huge community, at least 225,000 Augusta residents, had no power. And that's just that area. And there were 133 deaths in six southeastern states because of Hurricane Helene, a Category 4 storm. And at Augusta National, I didn't get to see the pictures. I don't know how I missed them. Maybe I was working too much. Mark, did you see what kind of damage was done at Augusta National?
I haven't really seen any detail. I don't know that anyone has. They are very close to the vest when it comes to releasing any of that kind of information. And the members, you know, if you were to release a picture as a member of Augusta National, you probably would get a letter in the mail within a month saying, thank you for having been a member, because you're not anymore. Fred Ridley made a statement. He's in Japan right now for the Asian Amateur. And, you know, he said there was a lot of damage. And let me just leave it at that point. He said there is a lot of damage. So if Fred is saying that, I believe him. But to Fred's credit, what he wants to do more than anything else is not focus on a golf tournament in April in Augusta, because that's not the most important thing to that community right now. The most important thing is getting the people back on their feet that live there and work there. And he, you know, Augusta National donated $5 million the other day to a hurricane relief fund there. They're doing everything they can to help the community. And Fred Ridley is not about to do something that's going to take away from the emphasis of the recovery, not what the golf course is going to look like in April.
Yeah, last week when I heard that there was a lot of damage, I thought, oh, I wonder, will the Masters be played? Will they have time to get it all sorted out? And then I had to answer my own question with, well, it's Augusta National and all those guys, they'll move heaven and earth. He would not address the question. I thought this was so cool. Until the very end of a news conference he was at, he made some assurances relating to the 2025 Masters, which of course begins April 10th. Back to one of the first questions, he says, the Masters will be held. It will be on the dates. It's scheduled. And that, of course, and the drive chip putt competition, probably one of the most important parts, will be played on April 6th. So if your kids are getting ready for a drive chip putt competition, it's on. Yeah. So it was good to see him and what he said about the 5 million. You know, I'm sure they're going to kick in more. They just want other people to, you know, get into that mode of being there to help.
Yeah, there were some drone pictures, Danielle, of Magnolia Lane that people took from outside the property.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of trees that came down along Magnolia Lane, which is the entrance to the course. It's actually not on the course.
Yeah.
So I can imagine. I just hope they didn't lose any, you know, what I would call landmark-type trees, you know, ones that define the way a hole plays. When they lost the Eisenhower tree a decade or so ago there, in a storm, it really changed the 17th hole. I hope they didn't have too much of that.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, we all. And, I hope you can get your homes back. The incredible Mother Nature factor that's been going on, and some of it, a human problem because we build too close to the shore or, we didn't turn off the power. And in this case, Category 4. God help us if we have one. All of these things are just happening so frequently, and we just have to be ready for it. That's one of the most important things that you have to remember, that we get spared a lot, but it can always happen. Am I being just a little bit negative this morning? Are we feeling Danielle being negative? I'm not being negative. I just want to point things out. And with a big smile on his face, Mark Rolfing, big smile on his face, Tiger Woods, over a decade ago, he said, I designed my first U.S. course at Blue Jack National. And I'm excited to announce that TGR Design by TW... Talk about getting your name in twice, right? He's going to create the Blue Jack Ranch. He looked really happy.
Yeah, I love seeing Tiger Woods smile. And you and I have talked about Tiger a lot. And I really believe, Danielle, that his playing days, his best ones for sure, are behind him. I'm of the opinion he shouldn't play that much competitively going forward because I think he can make a bigger mark in the game away from the competitive golf course than he can in the course. I think he could deliver some incredible messaging for young people, and he could really do a lot of things. And I think golf course design is a passion of his. So the more he does of that and the less he does of playing competitively, the happier I'll be.
Right on. Right on. One of our top players, Rory McIlroy, and I wanted your, how to handle this sort of thing. Rory McIlroy drove the green while Robert McIntyre was about to putt.
So I got in a little trouble last night on Golf Central here on Golf Channel because I really came down hard on Robert McIntyre. I thought he acted like a baby out there. the ball rolled up while he was trying to putt. But, he could have glanced back once and then let it go and then gone out with his business. But he did it two or three times, and then he stared back at the tee. Now, Danielle, if this was a 290-yard par 4, I could understand it. Rory would have had to, I think, politely wait before he drove. But it's a 390-yard shot.
Wow.
There is no way that he thought he was going to be able to drive that ball 390 yards. And I just thought McIntyre went way overboard, and it was not that big deal of all. And he should have turned around and applauded Rory McIlroy instead of staring him down.
Oh, wow. That is 390. How's Rory's game doing?
You know, it's doing pretty well, but he can't beat Tyrrell Hatton right now. I'll tell you that. Hatton is on fire. And couldn't be a better time for him at his stage of the game right now, having gone to Live. And, you know, he's showing him, hey, those guys over there on Live, a lot of them can still play. And both Hatton, you know, and Rahm are showing us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, there's no, of course they can play. You know, they're very, very good at what they do. And there's no doubt about it. You can get lazy if you get that much money. Oh, dear. Now, on a completely different note, but not different at all, something I'm really looking forward to is the Century. And it's coming up. It's in, and it's like you can go to Maui, celebrate the new year, and then enjoy the Century because it's January 2nd.
Yeah, it's over the holiday this year. It's going to be a great time. Kids are out of school, so I'm hoping every young kid on Maui is out there all week long. And I will tell you this, going around the PGA Tour like I do every year and, you know, seeing 15 or 18 tournaments a year, I can tell you there is no better place as a spectator to watch golf than the Plantation course at the Century. And the reason is, I mean, first of all, the players are all in a good mood being on Maui anyway. But second of all, the crowds are not that big, and you got the star players. You can get right next to Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
You know, that you can't do week in and week out on the PGA Tour. And if I were a golf fan in Hawaii and I wanted to watch in person the best players in the world, I would book a reservation right now and go to Maui because that Century is a great viewing experience.
It is. It is awesome. And it, like you said, they're not massive numbers of people. The hospitality is incredible. You feel like you're at home, away, and a beautiful, oh gosh, and the views that you'll see, it's just incredible. The Plantation course is absolutely spectacular and certainly one that you'll enjoy and then hope to be able to play maybe when it's all over if you go in time to spend 3 weeks. Wouldn't that be fun? I'm just really looking forward to it. And I don't know how I could have forgotten this, Mark, but I am so glad that you're still healthy and everything's well with you. Right?
Yeah, it's all good with me. I'm here for 2 weeks. I've got Golf Central next week also, and then I go to Houston for my annual cancer checkup at MD Anderson, which is going to be just fine because I feel great.
Yes.
And I'll be ready to go. I'll take a month or so off, and then the next thing you know, it'll be Century, and off I'll be going in my 40th year of announcing golf.
Wow. Really? You're not that old?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Mark Rolfing, television golf commentator. He's a resort marketing director. Remember, he also played professional golf in 73 and 74. And then he went and created a tournament at Kapalua, which is now the Century. I'm so looking forward to being there and seeing Mark Rolfing. Actually, you know, seeing right there Mark Rolfing. Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf, commentator, analyst, and member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back, and another fabulous insider in the world of golf is going to be with us, Gary Williams. Now, see, Gary was calling in, there was no way we could talk to one another because there was no cell phone connection where he was. Where was he? We'll be back after this. Gary Williams. I'm Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Aloha Power. That is right. Aloha Power's gosh darn hot fall sale. It's Aloha Power's gosh darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from the homeowner size, you know, so you can get behind that wheel and like have a little glass of something in your cart and just, you know, mow the lawn and enjoy it. Maybe even have a little television screen that you can attach. Either accessories galore, you never know, right? Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscapers, they're all in stock. Mower accessories galore. They're available now. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Don't do anything that'll hurt your back. Let your equipment do the work. And it's still fire and hurricane season. So you need to protect your property, and anything you do for your property helps your neighbors. We ship off island, and new shipments with the latest features arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All righty. Now, you know, Danielle's trying to do two things at once. And maybe it's just, Nani, would you mind texting Gary? He needs the call-in number. It's just one of those days, you know. We've got something for you to win. And we want you to win a Stretch Lab complimentary 50-minute stretch promotion. And now's your chance to win a 50-minute complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab Hawaii. Now, I've told you, it's not like a waking up and stretch. No, it's not that kind, because you really can't know the different physical positions that your body needs to get into to give it a really good stretch, you know, that deep stretch. So you get into the thigh muscles and then down your leg or into the back muscles. Stretching is so important for our well-being, and we're going to give you a chance to win so you can find out what is all this talk about Stretch Lab. It's complimentary, 50-minute stretch promotion. We're not going to give it away right away because we're waiting for Gary to get through. 808-545-1111 is the number to call. And you deserve this. Okay, professional golfers get this done all the time. Non-professional golfers get this done all the time. They've discovered it, you know? So it's something, 545-1111. Put an 808 in front of it. And we'll be giving that away later on in the show. And now we're going to turn our attention to Gary Williams. You know him from his morning drive work on Golf Channel, the first morning golf talk show on television, fabulous guests. And now he's his own boss with his own show, his own network. He is host and partner in Five Clubs Golf. It's a multimedia platform. It's on YouTube and podcast. It's Signature Group. And you need to find Five Clubs Golf so you can try to keep up with Gary Williams. Welcome into the clubhouse, Gary.
You know, Danielle, when I hear you say he's his own boss, I wish that sounded as good as it feels. Like after all this time, it's so nice to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to make this decision. It's a very liberating place to be in.
Yes, it absolutely. I mean, when you know that, you know, hey, it's my, you know, I think I'm going to take today off.
I wish I could do that more, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mentioned earlier that we were going to talk last week, or was it the week before? Week before. And you couldn't call in because, you know, you didn't have any reception. You were not able to make a connection. Where were you?
I'm happy to share this with you. So I was in Cobbtown, Georgia, which is the home of the Ohoopee Match Club, which has gotten a lot of attention since it opened for a lot of reasons. The greatness of the golf course that Gil Hanson, Jim Wagner designed. Michael Walrath, the owner, has created an amazing atmosphere for fellowship and fun. And so I was there because Michael, the owner, has chosen to create this event. It's called the Indigo and Gopher Matches, and it brings together kids from the first tee and from underrated golf to not play against each other, but to play with each other. Oh. And in time while you're there, you're also around mentors, people who have had great successes in life, who are not there to teach you anything, but merely to spend time with you, to create relationships, which we all think is going to help change the trajectory of a lot of people's young lives. And then finally, intangibly, the most tangible thing is the scholarship money being raised for these kids who are having this three-day experience at Ohoopee. So that is where I was, and this event is now going to be annualized. And it's not an event that's seeking attention, but I'm so happy to be able to share exactly why I was there, because Michael, the staff at Ohoopee, and all these mentors who do not want attention themselves, for them to create something like this is phenomenal.
Yeah, and Stephen Curry is pretty phenomenal.
Stephen Curry,
thank you. Yeah, Stephen Curry is... underrated golf. Give us a little bit of background, because that is something. Didn't Stephen Curry create underrated golf?
He did. So I've known Steph since, you know, he was 6-7 years old. I was doing radio and television in Charlotte. His father Dell he played the bulk of his career for the Charlotte Hornets, and so I watched Steph, you know, grow up, play high school basketball, play college basketball just up the road from Charlotte at Davidson. But Steph genuinely, he doesn't like golf. He loves golf. And 3 years ago, he was having a conversation with a few people and started doodling ideas on a napkin in a restaurant about what can I give? I can't just take from the game, like time to play golf with friends and the indulgence of that, which is great, but I have an opportunity because of who I am and my platform to do something for the game. So it's a junior golf tour where 96 boys and girls, equally boys and girls, travel the country during the summer.
Wow.
Playing great golf courses. And many of them aspire to play college golf at minimum, and many of them will. And primarily these kids are black and brown kids, an underserved segment in the golfing community. And so these kids don't just travel, so do their parents at no cost. The food, the travel, wow, the hotel, the swags, all covered by a cadre of corporate supporters and sponsors, starting with KPMG, who's the title sponsor for the tour. And so we are now 3 years into this. We have 5 events around the country. It culminated this year with the Curry Cup at Ridgewood Country Club, which has hosted the U.S. Amateur on a few occasions. It's also hosted FedEx Cup playoff events just outside of New York City. And so we also had an event at Walton Heath in England. We're doing 2 events in Europe next year. And that's Steph's brainchild. It's his vision. It's his future after basketball ends. And so these kids are getting an amazing, you know, opportunity to play all these golf courses, but it's also to then really kind of let the, not just the player get better, but the person evolve. We have a speaker series where we bring in executives from all different industries to talk to these kids about their own paths and their own journeys to where they are in their lives. So it's an amazing enterprise that has grown exponentially in 3 years. It's gotten a lot of attention. Steph was on the cover of Golf Digest in June. He was honored by the USGA, the opening night of U.S. Open Week, with the Charlie Sifford Award for his contributions to the game of golf. So it is new, but it's already become very impactful.
It's wonderful. You know what is fantastic about bringing children into a place where they have never been, and when you say elevated, you know, it's like it opens the mind to different things that they couldn't even conceive of because they had no exposure to. And then all of a sudden, lights go on, you know, and you see bigger, broader opportunities, possibilities, things that you didn't even know existed all of a sudden. It's like going to Disneyland, only you're with a bunch of kids and your parents are there and you've got all the stability happening around you. That's what a fantastic thing for him to do. Talk about, you know, when I retire, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to raise everybody.
That's it, Danielle. Yep. And you're right I've always been a big believer in this, and you were saying this, that access is inspirational. Whether it is a famous golf course, whether it is Radio City Music Hall, whether it is Lincoln Center, whether it is going into a medical center, if you aspire to be in healthcare or in the medical profession, getting access to places, particularly at an early age, that's what spawns interest and motivation and desire to make those places either a part of your life personally or professionally. Uh-huh. And that's what this is doing.
Yeah. It just tickles me. I just love it. I just love it because of the impact on the kids and the minds opening up. It's just wonderful. All right, you posted on, I think it was Twitter or Instagram. You know, after a while, social media, it all becomes one big, and I have to remember why. So, walls and dogs, a Scottish specialty. What was that all about?
Danielle, I just returned from Scotland. I was over there for 8 days. I went over there with three buddies of mine and I just finished writing about this. There's going to be a piece that I just wrote about one specific part of this trip that we'll post at fiveclubsgolf.com here within the next 24 hours. But it was just reflections on certain things. But I go a couple times a year with these three guys who are pledge brothers of mine from, you know, freshman year at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. And so we started in Dornick. We were there for 4 days. We then traveled. I was the wheelman. I drove for the entire week. So the four of us loaded up in a big SUV down to East Lothian, and we played Muirfield and Gullen and North Berwick. And we went over to Skibo Castle, which was Andrew Carnegie's estate in the Scottish Highlands, and we spent a night there. And so, you know, it was a personal trip for me. And it was a very empowering trip to be with three guys who mean the world to me and to go to places that people from all over the world make the choice to spend money and time at. Mm. And I was just writing about this, and it's one of the great gifts that the game gives us. It's like, where else in your life, Danielle, do you, by your own choice, make a decision to spend countless hours with other people?
Oh,
outside of work, golf,
yes,
is really the only one in my life that I do that.
Yeah, if you're a surfer, you're on the waves.
Yes,
you know, but most of us just don't have the physical ability to be out there, and it's much more relaxing as long as you put your head away. Don't let your mind get into the mix. Enjoy the golf course. Enjoy the day. I know it's easy for you to say, Danielle, but if you just kind of let it go, you'll enjoy that game so much more. And everybody has off days. Goodness gracious, you watch some of the guys playing on television. They have off days. You just have to let it go. So walls, lots of walls in Scotland.
There are, and you know what? They are, you know, it's interesting because so many of these walls, which are ancient,
yeah,
were definitions of boundaries formally, but now they're definitions of something entirely different. They define, you know, the fellowship that you get by being around them, by being, whether it's at North Berwick or at Muirfield, or at Gullen. I can go on.
Yeah.
That it's funny how the purpose that these particular structures once served is exactly the opposite of what they are now. They're symbolic of something entirely different. And dogs, I you know, culturally in this country, you know, I know there's a handful of places where, you know, they're permitted to be, but over there, they're part of the culture. They're
mm-hmm.
part of, you know, the color and the texture of an experience on a golf course. And I was recently in England at Sunningdale, and in every group was like the best. It was the best in breed from every possible type of dog breed you could imagine. And I just think that there's something particularly special, whether it's seeing dogs being walked on the beach or on the edge of the property or literally in groups walking with golfers, that is totally missed here.
Yeah. It would settle you down. Your mind could get out of your way. Now, you said that the walls serve something different. You have to tell us what you mean.
Well, what I mean is that before, it was to keep people out. And I'm not suggesting that golf has become, you know, as inclusive as it can be or should be.
Okay.
But it is far more inclusive over there.
Ah, yes.
And we have long conversations, me and my buddies, about why it's so much more fulfilling and nourishing. And places, look, there is no more, you know, staunchly private golf club in the world than the Honorable Company of Edinburgh Golfers. But you know what they have? They have a visitor's day. And every single week, they open their doors to people from around the world to come and not just play the golf course, but to go there and to spend the entire day there, to play your own ball in the morning, to put a coat and tie on and have this gluttonous lunch, and then go back out there in the afternoon and play alternate shot and go in and shower and put your coat and tie back on and sit in this grand room and look out over this incredible and majestic links and the Firth of Forth. And you're not a member, but you're an invited guest. And that's true of all the great clubs of the British Isles, is that they are inclusive. They are far more inclusive. And these walls, which do exist, which used to keep people out 500 years ago, are kind of quirky now.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I said, they're symbolic of something totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely fantastic. Gary Williams, I've got to tell you, Gary Williams, teaching professional at Ridgewood Country Club, going to executive at a Fortune 500 company, a part-time radio show host, to full-time morning drive radio sports program, play-by-play for ESPN and Carolina Panthers Television Network, and then host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive, and now host of Five Clubs Golf. And it's all on YouTube, and it's podcast, and you can get it. You go to clubsgolf.com. Why can't I have more than five clubs?
Well, as I've shared with you, and just for those folks, many of whom wouldn't know, the Five Clubs is an acknowledgement and an homage to the original five clubs that made up the construct of the original United States Golf Association charter. Those five clubs are Shinnecock, Chicago Golf Club, Brookline, which is the country club, and Brookline, Mass., Newport Country Club, and St. Andrews on the Hudson. So that's what the five clubs are. And Danielle, I love coming on your show, and I will say that if I can come back in a month's time, I'll be able to tell you about some news and five clubs in 2025 that is very significant.
Just name your Saturday.
We've got a lot to share
right
soon enough. I'm just not quite ready to be able to share it quite yet.
You just tell me the date. Give me the Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I know that within a month I'm going to be able to talk about this, so let's plan on you and I absolutely talking before Thanksgiving.
Right on. Gary Williams. All right. Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Bob Geddes is with us next, former president, the Golf Heritage Society. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And on that note, we have the last gift certificate, and now's your chance to win a 50-minute complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab Hawaii. Be the third caller, 808-545-1111. You will win a 50-minute flex stretch at Kahala Mall, Kailua, or Ward Center. That's 808-545-1111. Bob Geddes, former president, the Golf Heritage Society, the keepers of the legacy and tradition of the game. Their magazine is The Golf, and their convention is coming up in a couple of weeks. Bob, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you at the Golf Club.
Oh, it's wonderful having you on. Now, the Golf Heritage Society is an international organization. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's true, Danielle. We have about 1,000 members now, and I would say about 5 to 10% of them are from outside of the United States. And we were formed in 1970, and really it started as a group of collectors, I would say. In fact, I'm sure many of your listeners are collectors in some different ways. I got started early with coins and stamps, but later joined the golf craze of collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Golf collecting, I think, is a little different because most of our collecting members have played golf or are still playing golf. So it's a little different than maybe some other collecting interests.
Sure. But, so in 70, it was called the Golf Collectors Society?
That's right, it was later on, not that far back, Danielle, that because we realized that many of our members and many of the interests that we have, that we share, are also about the history of golf. So we felt that by changing our name slightly to the Golf Heritage Society, it more accurately describes the members and the interests of those members.
Right, right. So it's not only items, it's you know, the heritage, the history, the incredible uniting of the game that's important.
Yeah, that's true. And if you think about what we're collecting, it's goes back to the roots of the game. Of course, you need a ball, mm-hmm. and you need a club. And then tees followed that as part of the early interest in collecting. But there's been so much writing about the history and about the matches of golf and, of course, instructional. That became a part that we couldn't ignore. And there are many book collectors that we have in our organization. And it it really has grown into much more than just the collecting portion.
I like this quote. There is a joy and pride in holding history in our hands.
Yeah, it is quite amazing, because when you get to know a little bit more about what that collectible represents, it really adds value to it, and also makes your feeling about being part of the organization even better. And I think examples of that that people have brought forward are things like old medals that were awarded to the winners of different championships over these many, many years, or trophies are another good example that tell a real history right in your hands of what it represents and who was the winner. So you really get an appreciation of that collectible, because it often reflects, you know, the actual activity or the event that was around it.
Yeah, yes. I need to ask you about this box. I think it's in a box. I'm not sure. I got a copy in the mail, The Golf, your magazine. And
yes,
there's a photograph of all these collected golf balls. And I'm looking at them going, boy, they don't look anything like the ones we hit today. And then I got to the bottom row, and, you know, just looking at the picture, so I looked at the bottom row, and I was like, I don't understand those at all. And then I read a little bit about it. The bottom two rows, I think, are wrapped balls. Tell us the history of wrapping your golf ball.
Well, yeah, it's a good point. Maybe just a brief explanation of some of that history.
Sure.
Of the golf ball itself. The first reference to a golf ball that was played is what they call the feathery.
Yes.
And without getting into a lot of detail, what it really was, it was a piece of leather that was stuffed with duck feathers very tightly and then sewn. And that would be your golf ball. So it was quite a collectible, as you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
Because many times the condition when found is in poor condition. But that's how it all started. Feathers in a wrapped leather, almost like the sewing of a football would be a good example. And then it progressed to things like gutta percha, which was a rubber core. And beyond that, it would be, as you referenced, the wrap ball, which is much later or much more recent. Some of the marketers of the golf ball, to add value to that pack that you would buy, would actually wrap them in tissue and put a little label on it. So it was a marketing tool. Maybe it protected the surface a little bit, but that's strictly what it was for, Danielle. Nothing more than that. But to find one of those balls with that stamp on it, that adds value to that particular ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was just fascinated. I thought, do I hit that?
But yeah, that one you'd want to put on the ball rack and keep that one aside.
Yes, and take off the wrapping. When you got one like that, you got to take off the wrapping. That's where my quizzical mind was going. Do I hit it with the wrapping on, or do I? Yes. Okay. So I love your mission. The Golf Heritage Society's mission is to promote an appreciation for golf's history and traditions, foster friendship among golf enthusiasts, and serve as a resource for golf historians, collectors, researchers, writers, and hickory golfers. Why did you guys tag on just, you know, the hickory part?
Well, you know, it's actually a big part of our organization through the years. Again, back in 1970, one of the co-founders, his name was Bob Kuntz. He was a hickory shaft golf club restorer.
Oh.
So along with Joe Murdoch, who was a book collector, they were the two people that started it. And I joined fairly early. I was in 1981. And part of the tradition was, even if we didn't get together at an annual meeting, each member was encouraged to play a golf round with hickory clubs and then turn in your score. And when you did that, you got a nice letter from Joe and Bob, you know, congratulating you on turning in a score with hickory clubs. And that's how I got started. I found a set of clubs when I was out on a walk with my wife and daughter at a yard sale. I found a bag of about five clubs with a canvas bag.
Wow.
And that's how it sort of all started for me.
Wow. That is so cool. Well, how does it feel, the difference, the feel of hitting with a hickory club?
Well, it's a very good question. You know, yesterday I was out doing a little practice because, as you mentioned, we have our annual convention coming up in October 16th to 19th, and this year it's in Pinehurst. And so I have to dial it back a little bit with my hickory club. So I went out to the range, and you just, you know, I guess most people have difficulty changing the tempo of their swing. And actually, the hickories that even are 100 years old still have the resilience to take a hard swing with. And so to answer your question about feel, I would say when you hit it right, you get that same great feeling of if you were using a metal shaft. It's a little quieter, and maybe it's a little bit less distance, of course.
Yeah.
And that would be the only difference, I'd say. But when you hit a good shot, there's nothing like it.
I bet. Yeah. I mean, you don't get the flex, you know, from that a shaft, today's shaft will give you. So that doesn't compound what power you put into it. And then today, you know, you get that added. So this is wonderful. By the way, you don't have to be a collector to join the Golf Heritage Society. There are authors, golf course architects, superintendents, anyone interested in the game and its history, seasoned collectors, writers, networks, you can just have a really good time. So how does one become a member?
Good question, Danielle. Actually, our website is golfheritage.org. And when you click onto that website, you'll see a way to join, and there's a lot of information for visitors about what we're doing, our upcoming events, information about collectibles, our members, and it's a very good website that's constantly being revised, and you know, it's an excellent resource for people who want to visit and learn more about not only the organization but their particular interests. You know, I would say that most of your listeners are collectors of something. You know, in golf, examples of some of the modern collectors are golf scorecard collectors, pencils, golf logo balls. You know, it's not all old stuff. In fact, we're seeing an increase in some membership where people are collecting Scotty Cameron putters, everything to do with Tiger Woods, and certainly things like the Masters are examples.
Yeah, exactly. So the Golf Society, or okay, the Golf Heritage Society, offers many benefits to its members, including access to The Golf, that's the magazine, very nice quarterly magazine, invitations to regional events and the annual national convention, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, online access to archives of past issues of The Bulletin, invitations to live Zoom presentations by notable individuals in golf. So you don't have to be nearby. You can be here in Hawaii and be in the Zoom presentation by notable individuals, and online receipt of the GHS Gazette and the Newswires. Who's doing all the writing? You guys are busy.
Well, we have excellent editors and writers that make contributions. A couple people that come to mind are Jim Davis, who's the editor of our The Golf, which, as you mentioned, is a quarterly periodical. And we have George Petro, who is responsible for our website. And we really do get contributions from the membership to help us provide good content. And there are others that I'm sure I'm forgetting that are actively involved. I want to mention, Danielle, if I may, you mentioned the Zoom calls. And it really is an excellent addition that we've made in the last couple years. A couple recent guests that we had were actually the grandson of Bobby Jones.
Wow.
Was, one of our guests. And then one of the most newest, I would say, historian, Alistair McKenzie, who wrote an authoritative history of golf going back to 1457. He was a recent guest on our show. So it is a way for all members to interact with some very good visitors to our organization.
Fantastic. It's so nice meeting you. Am I pronouncing your Bob Geddes? Is that correct?
That's right, Danielle. And if I may, I want to add one thing if I can.
Sure.
I had the opportunity recently to visit with one of these members that has been with the group for a long time. His name is Paul Biocini. He's a PGA club professional, retired, and he's one of our earlier members, as I said, and he's written books on collecting golf balls and collecting tees. But his, most recent area has been that he's an 86-year-old person who has shot his age. And for those on the show today that may not be familiar with that term, anytime you shoot a score that's at your age or lower, that's called shooting your age. Well, incredibly, I had a chance to visit with Paul, play around the golf. He has done that now 3,527 times.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's almost hard to do that math, but he started when he was about 68, keeping track, and he plays golf almost every day, so that's how he's done it. But what a beautiful member and an example of some of the most interesting people you'll meet if you decide to join the Golf Heritage Society.
Fantastic. And when is the convention?
It's October 16th to the 19th. And we'll play some Hickory golf. We're going to get a nice evening with the new USGA facility in Pinehurst. It's a special evening for our members. And we'll have educational sessions. We'll have our banquet on Friday. And then on Saturday, we have a six-hour trade show where everybody brings their tees and clubs, and they'll bring some of those wrapped golf balls, Danielle, to sell and trade.
Right on.
So it's the golfheritage.org is how you find out about it.
Golfheritage.org. Bob Geddes, former president of the Golf Heritage Society, the keepers of the legacy and tradition of the game. Thanks so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to get a lesson. Karen Palacios Jensen's going to be with us, give us some insight in how we can improve our game, not just, you know, swinging the club, which, of course, is really important, but having the body in the right condition to swing the club. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Aloha Power's gosh darn hot fall sale. Mm-hmm. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscaper in stock. Mower accessories galore. Available, mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Let your equipment do the work. Yep, it's still fire and hurricane season. So you got to protect your property. And when you protect yours, your neighbor's being protected as well. We ship off island, so new shipments with the latest features arrive daily. And if you want something, you give us a call and we'll send it over to you. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. I know I've got to do this. Farrington Highway, going west, Evabound direction. You're on Farrington and you're driving along, and then you see Waipahu Depot. You got to make sure you're in the left lane because you're going to make a left at Waipahu Depot Street, and then you're going to see the big sign that says Aloha Power Equipment. All right, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Okay, we've got a winner. Is it Parsha? Yes, Parsha. Wow, congratulations up La'ie. Beautiful part of our island on Oahu. Stretch Lab, you're going to really enjoy this one. It opens your eyes when you find out, you know, just how stretching can really take so much pressure off of you. You'll just feel 100 times better. Parsha, and thank you for listening. And today, by the way, our isolated showers may be with us, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Mostly sunny, the skies, high near 84, which I find refreshing since it's been like 90, 91. And then there's the humidity, but we're not thinking about that right now because we have east northeasterlies, 9 to 14 miles per hour, becoming southeasterlies in the morning. So be prepared for that. Winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour, and we've got the chance of precipitation about 20%. And I've got your tea times for you coming up, but first, we want to bring her into the clubhouse, Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. We are K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu, Karen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Lead Instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, the only LPGA professional on the list. You can find her on Facebook at Cardio Golf. She has Cardio Golf TV. Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband, and he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. Karen Palacios Jensen, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be on your show again.
It's fantastic having you here. You know, you ask a question at times. Are your physical limitations holding you back from playing your best golf? Are you physically limited? Is that, you know, a lot of us kind of put that on ourselves. I'm physically limited. There's got to be something I can do about that.
Well, absolutely there is. And, you know, what I think people need to understand is that golf is a flow game, so not all of us have to play exactly the same. So even if you do have limitations, you can still play golf to your best of your ability. What I would recommend is doing a little assessment and finding out if one side is tighter than the other, and then if there's something that you can do about it, stretching or getting stronger, then you can do something about it. If there's a limitation that you can't do anything about, then we try to figure out how to make your swing and maximize your distance with what you have.
Wow. So, by the way, I've never asked you this question. Can I do a one-on-one with Karen Palacios Jensen?
Absolutely. So I'm in Mooresville, North Carolina. You can come and visit me. I have a studio. Or we could do something online. So absolutely, we could do something one-on-one.
Yeah, that because, you know, because just 5 minutes a day can get you into golfing shape. Just 5 minutes a day? Seriously, Karen?
Yes, I recommend that because think about it. You know, where most people go wrong is they think they need to be all or nothing. You know, like if I don't go practice 2 hours, then I'm not going to go at all. Well, 5 minutes, you know, and usually 5 minutes leads into 10 or 15 minutes. And if you did that over a period of time, that time adds up. And every time you go, your body feels more comfortable with your swing or whatever move you're trying to make. So that little time over a longer period of time is much better than trying to, like, you know, do 2 hours of practice. Usually we don't know what we're practicing. We get tired. It can lead to injury or even getting worse if you're practicing the wrong thing.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, I just jumped in here asking you questions, and I know you're always so ready. You know, you're tell me what you wanted to talk about today.
Well, you know, we could lead into talking about practice. One of my things that I have on my cardio golf practice is I have a weekly practice plan because some people don't know what to practice. I know a lot of people go and they work on their games, and I see them really hard at work, but I don't really see them practicing efficiently. Most of the time, they're out there banging 100 drivers, and yes, that's okay exercise, and maybe that's going to get your driving better, but golf is an entire game. You need to work on your one-foot putts all the way up to your 300-yard drive. So you need to have a plan. So what I've done with these practice plans, Danielle, is I've kind of created little plans that you can work on 10 minutes a day if you can, if not, maybe even 10 minutes a week. But we work on all parts of the game. So, for example, this week we've been working on just trying to kind of overcome first tee jitters because this time of year, a lot of golf courses are having their club championships, a lot of charity pro-ams because it's nice weather.
Yes.
And a lot of us are nervous for that first tee. Well, you actually have to go and practice getting over those jitters. So I have a little routine that you go through to practice, you know, kind of putting yourself into a situation where you put pressure on yourself so that you learn to get comfortable with that pressure. So when you go on the first tee, and you feel that pressure, you can still perform.
Wow. That's something we don't really realize that we are nervous until we stand in front of all the people, and then we feel our knees kind of going. Everything just feels really, really strange.
You know, and everybody feels pressure from the professionals all the way up to the beginners. So professional golfers have very good technique, and their timing is impeccable. When they get nervous, their timing might get a little bit off, but because their technique is so good, even their bad shots are not that bad. But if a higher handicapper has to rely on really good timing to hit a good shot, and you know, we've all experienced that where we've hit a great shot, that's because you timed it perfectly. But when you get a little nervous, your timing gets off, so your technique doesn't hold up as well. And that's why golf is harder under a little bit of pressure. So we need to practice learning how to get better timing. You need to learn to practice in front of people so that when you're playing in front of people, it feels comfortable.
Yeah, like being on the range and not worrying about what people are thinking about because, you know, after all, they're over there. They're worried about their own game.
Yeah, you know, remember what your mother told you when you were younger? Nobody's paying attention about you. They're all thinking about themselves, and pretty much on the golf course, it's that way, too. In fact, I always tell people, they're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed, I don't want to hit a bad shot. Well, a lot of the times, your playing partners are secretly happy that you've hit a bad shot because it takes pressure off of them, and they make themselves feel better.
Schadenfreude. That's so funny. Yes, Cardio Golf Fitness Program, a complete video subscription with cardiovascular endurance, mobility, stability, flexibility, power and strength and speed and coordination, agility, balance, accuracy. All of this is a part of the Cardio Golf Fitness Program. And you have a complete video subscription to this?
I do. You know, everybody pretty much knows they need to exercise for better golf. So if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf swing at the same time? So
yeah.
My Cardio Golf TV subscription is a complete program. You can go on there every day, and I have a daily workout. If you know you don't know what to do, just press on Monday. We do a pre-round warm-up routine to get your muscles loose. We'll do some strength or some cardio to help build endurance, get stronger, maybe some flexibility. I do my signature workouts. I call them Groove Your Swing, Danielle, and they're swing exercises where you're rehearsing your swing without hitting a ball. So you're practicing the movement that you would be on the golf course, but you're doing it at home. So it's convenient. It's less expensive. I'm showing you the right things. You're practicing the right things.
I know. What if I'm not sure that this would be right for me? Do you have like a try it and then buy it?
Yes, you're asking the perfect question. Yes, we can do a free trial. Go to cardiogolf.com and you can just press on start a free trial. You can go through an entire week to find out if you like it. You can peruse. I have tons of swing drills. Let's just say you've been slicing. Click on the slicing videos, and I have exercises, and swing drills, recommendations for you to get better with that slice.
That's great. So you're not making a commitment until you know that it's going to work for you. When you came up with the name Cardio Golf, tell us how you created that. What was your thought?
You know, I've had this name for about 27 years, and maybe in hindsight, I shouldn't have said cardio golf because people think we're running. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to encompass the fitness and the golf together. And I have a really cool logo. It's a heart with a flag, like the heart is the green. So I think heart health is very important. Like I said, Danielle, everybody, you've been living under a rock. If you don't know, exercise is good medicine. Exercise helps prevent disease. It helps us keep our weight down so that we prevent a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us recover. It helps us feel good. You know, depression is a big thing, mm-hmm. and exercise is a good way to help you get out of depression. And if you're a golfer, you want to get better, you need to, golf is physical, so you need to have your body moving a certain way. So exercise will help you do that. Move better so that you can swing better.
You know, if you're right-handed, you do this, and if you're left-handed, you do that. How do you kind of balance it out in the golf game? So if you're always using your right side, how do you balance out the left side? Do you take that into focus?
Yes, absolutely. That's a very good question. So I even have a workout where we use our opposite side. So we do swing exercises as if we're an opposite golfer. So if you're a righty, we'll do these exercises as if we're left-handed. And if you're a lefty, we do them righty. And you never know when you need that opposite swing. If you're behind a tree or, you know, by the water, you might have to get out that left-handed Phil Mickelson swing. But we do a lot of exercises where we use single side. So you are, you know, just doing one side at a time. And if you have got an assessment and you know if you have swing imbalances, you might do a few more repetitions on the side that's weaker to help balance out your muscles. We do a lot of balance work where we balance on one leg and we do some practice swings and some different exercises like that, which also is great for your balance. And you know, nobody's getting younger, everybody's getting older. So you have to work at these things. Unfortunately, you just don't get it, and it's all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm in great shape. No, you've got to keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the body is it's in progress. I didn't want to call it work, okay? Because we don't want to think of exercise as work. It's really quite pleasurable once you kind of get the hang of things. It's people, you know, kind of give up early.
You know, you're absolutely right. So exercise is, at first, let's just say you haven't exercised for a while and you start to do some cardio. Those first few minutes, yes, they can be painful because your body is like, what's going on here? Your heart rate gets up, your joints and muscles start to ache. And a lot of people don't like that feeling, but you need to get through that little feeling, 10, 15 minutes. I know it's hard, but after that, your endorphins and epinephrine start to, those hormones that make you feel good, start to kick in, and it actually makes you feel better. You know, after you've exercised, you get that kind of high where your skin is flush and you know, it's over and you're like, whew. And that's what you have to get over. And I know a lot of people have a hard time getting through those first few minutes. Some people don't like the sweat, but that sweat is what's going to help you feel better, get the blood flowing and your heart pumping.
Yeah, and that sweat is carrying out all that garbage that
the
you've
toxins.
Been... Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. You know, you and I are on the same page.
Yeah, particularly, you know, if you've, in my case, I was an exercise enthusiast. I enjoyed it, you know, and I looked forward to going on my days to go exercise. I didn't do it every day. I didn't have time, but then I was injured, you know, and trying to get back into the groove. And then I realized my balance isn't quite as it was when I was exercising, you know, and as you said, we're not getting younger. So you need to have that balance in you because, goodness gracious, you don't want to fall. And it's just, you just got to get back into it and just jump in and take it easy in
right.
the beginning. You don't want to hurt yourself.
Exactly. And that's why I, you know, my 5-10 minutes a day is recommended. Think about it. If you committed, say, hey, I'm going to do 5 minutes of my balance work exercise, like I said, that 5 minutes might turn into 10 or 15 minutes. And you build over every day, and think about it, over 30 days, you're going to have done, you know, over 100 minutes of exercise or so. So I really encourage people, if you hate exercise, try 5 minutes a day. Everybody has 5 minutes. 5 minutes goes back like by like that. Watch some TV while you're doing it. It makes time go by faster.
CardioGolf.com, CARDIO Golf, GOLF.com. That's where you go. Now, so I'm sold, you know. And how does it work? So I go online with my computer?
Yeah, so you go online and you'll just sign up for a subscription. You can watch on any device, your computer. After you sign up online, then you can download the app on Apple or Google Play for free, so you can have it on any of your devices, your iPad, your phone.
Wow.
So you just go to your app, you open up Monday, you go through each exercise, you know, start out from the beginning and go all the way through the end. And I think we've talked about this before. I even have, I call them my micro workouts. They're less than 5 minutes, and they're the minimum of exercise that you should do for the day. I do a little stretch. I do a strength or cardio. We do a swing drill, and then we cool it down. And if you did that every day, it's the minimum that you should be doing. And then if you have time later, you can go through the whole workout. So I give people different options.
That's wonderful. How long have you been doing this? Did you say you can't be? You're too young to have been doing this over 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you're so nice. Yes. I've been teaching golf for 30 years. I've been doing cardio golf for 27 years, so yes.
Wow. And yeah, and then you have the next time we'll have to talk about the shorty club so you can swing in the house. And then you've got the slope. And your husband, Dan Jensen, he uses the cardio golf slope to stay in shape. What does he do?
Yes. So I have some equipment that goes along with my program. So my slope is a regular fitness step where you can do exercises, but I use it to help people that play golf to rehearse those uphill and downhill lies, you know, the ones that you get on the golf course, but there's nowhere ever to practice them. So Dan, who is a fitness trainer, he uses it as well to help his clients with balance, core work, and it's just a great tool to have at home if you don't have a place to go to work out.
Yeah.
The Shorty Club is to practice inside. So first of all, you're not hitting balls, so you're not worried about where the ball is going, so you can work on your swing. And second of all, most of us people don't have a place to swing a full club indoors, so I help you save your chandelier and mirrors.
My chandelier. I don't know if I wish I had a chandelier. They take so much time cleaning, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have one either.
Karen,
that was just an image.
Yes, you know, no. And I liked it. Karen Palacios Jensen, 2008 LPGA National Teacher of the Year. She's been voted top 50 LPGA teacher, voted Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness professionals in America. She is an LPGA teaching master professional, NASM certified personal trainer, AFAA certified personal and group trainer, Nike Golf Performance Specialist, LPGA Top 50 Teacher, Golf Digest Magazine Top 50 Golf Professional, former Vice President, LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals, Certified Pilates Teacher, or Trainer, rather, and Lead Instructor, Golf Channel Academy. I don't know how you do it, girl.
30 years of teaching. There you go.
I'm so impressed. Thank you again for being inside the clubhouse. And, you know,
yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'll knock on your door again. Okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you. Aloha. Okay. All right. So, yes, that stretch, she was talking about stretching. You see, you go to Stretch Lab, they'll teach you. And then you can start doing it at home. But you always go back a little bit. You know, you always want to go back and make sure you got it, getting it right, because we all, you know, don't always get it right on the first try. Tee times. I promised I'd do them again. So here we are. Volcano Golf Club has a 910, which is kind of pushing it. How about a 1048? 1048. And the whole Burlington Coat Factory, not really, just some folks from the Burlington Coat Factory are up at Volcano Golf Club, and they're having a great time because it's wonderful there. And Makalei has a 1020 on the Big Island. And then on Kauai at Poipu, we have an 1140, time to get to that one. And Turtle Bay has a 1016, time to drive out there. And then Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 922 and a 1036. And Eva Beach Golf Course is a 920, a 1056 is more like it. And then Wailea has, let's see now, on the Gold Course, a 1010 and a 1040. And the Emerald Course, 1050 and 1110. Blue Course, 1020, a 1020 for you. And we've also got Kapalua Plantation Course now, an 1110 would work just brilliantly, particularly if you're right next door. And if you're right next door, lucky you. Okay, I want to thank the people who make this show possible. It's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get. And you've seen it in the movies. You know, somebody comes barging into the boss's office and he's all stretched out and the guy's moving his, yeah, that's stretching like the pros get to improve their flexibility and swing. Why shouldn't you? Kahala Mall, Kailua Ward Center. It's Aloha Powers. Gosh darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscapers, they're all in stock. Mower accessories galore, available now. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work. Please be gentle on your back. It's, you know, your equipment's probably a little bit faster and maybe a little bit smarter than, well, certainly than using your back. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping center, businesses, hotels, since 1939. Isn't that awesome? They can't, well, we can't. I couldn't find it without a sign. I'm driving along going, where's this place? I know it's got to be along here somewhere. And then you see it and you go, oh, gosh, I'm in the wrong lane. The Honolulu Sign Company and the Aloha Section PGA. And I can't wait to talk to somebody from the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, for health, for friendship. Go golf and be gentle with yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time when you're standing in front of everybody wondering, why did I agree to do this? Because you're going to have a lot of fun. The camaraderie will get to you. Thank you for your mana. May you have the sweet spot every time. And have it, hit it, is the idea here, Danielle. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.